Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Field of Choice MBA podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Chris. How are you doing today, Chris?
Doing good, man. It's last slate before the All-Star break, so we got about, what, 5, 6 days off after this?
Yeah, expect to see some, a little bit of like what we saw last night, and actually we're already seeing it as we were prepping for the show. Steph's been ruled out for rest. Draymond got ruled out for the ankle, but really probably more so rest. LaMarcus Aldridge's been ruled out, so I expect us to get kind of any vet, older vet on a team that, you know, is potentially still competing. There's a chance they're going to get rested, so just keep an eye on that news. We saw yesterday that even though it wasn't the prettiest slate on paper, or the Lakers came through and, you know, a lot of the values we talked about did what they were expected to do. So it ended up being a solid slate despite kind of gross on paper, kind of what we always talk about. Everybody's dealing with the same thing. So while I would be a little bit more cautious on a slate like today and like yesterday, it is important to remember, like I said, everybody's dealing with the same thing. So you certainly don't have to fade it. So let's go ahead and jump right in. As always, we'll start point guard using FanDuel positioning and then overlapping with DraftKings here. So starting on FanDuel, I already mentioned Steph has been ruled out. We also have DeLon Wright remains out. Derrick Rose is questionable, so that's something we'll need to keep an eye on. Derrick White remains out. Alfred Payton is doubtful. Diallo remains out. Composite remains out. Ish Smith remains out. As of now, that's all we've got at the position. Can you think of any potential back-to-back issues here?
No, not really. I mean, we got a few teams that played last night. I don't know. I don't really think of any. Maybe no. Boston didn't play last night, so no. I don't think there's any back to back issues.
Yeah, I think Westbrook should be okay. They did not play last night.
The only one that might sit might be Sabonis, but we'll get to him later just because of his ankle and he was questionable yesterday, and they're playing fine. Who knows? So
yeah, for sure. So with the Steph news, I mean that literally just broke as we were prepping for this. So we haven't seen how that's going to reflect ownership, but we do have behind him Wanamaker, Jordan Poole. I assume Wanamaker's probably going to start here. He's been playing double-digit minutes each game. He did last time he started, he played 33, and he did have 31 fantasy points. So certainly a play we got to look at on both sides here.
I like both Wanamaker and Poole, both 3K on DraftKings. I mean, it's a tougher matchup against Phoenix, but when you're going to be given 30 minutes, 25 minutes with no Steph Curry or Draymond Green, someone's got to score for him. I bet we see Oubre. I bet he doesn't play again tonight. So really the only guy you're looking at on the team that can score is Andrew Wiggins. So I really like both of them, both at 3K.
Yep. Whoever starts, I'm assuming Poole hasn't actually been playing much, really none lately. So it's probably going to be Wanamaker who starts, making him the safer play. He is 3.9 on FanDuel, which is not nearly as enticing of a price, but 3K, assuming Wanamaker starts, that's probably going to be a free spot over on DraftKings. Of course, we do have, I mentioned the Alfred Payton, Derrick Rose news. If Payton is ruled out and Derrick Rose is in, then Rose certainly is a decent play at 5.9 against Detroit, who he did play for a bit there.
Payton's doubtful.
Yeah, we're just assuming he's gonna be out.
Yeah, and Rose is questionable. So there's. Sorry, I wasn't trying to interrupt you.
Yep. You're good. If he is out, we did see if they're both out. Except I think it's safe to assume Peyton's out. But if they're both out, Frank Ntilikina started last time. 24 minutes, had 14 fantasy points. I'm really not interested in that. If he starts, he just He has so little upside. I don't think I'm going there even if he's starting.
No, I'm not either. I mean, if both those guys are out, even if he doesn't start, I'm going quickly. 5,300 against Detroit is too small. He's had 41 points the other night against San Antonio. So if Rose is out, give me all the quickly tonight.
Yep, and then we also do have Toronto's going to remain shorthanded, so Terrence Davis is listed as point guard eligible over on DraftKings. So you got D Rose, Terrence Davis, probably Wanamaker is probably going to be a free spot, and then we do have some pay up options in Lillard and Lowry. Lowry's price is still decent at 8-4, and a decent matchup against Boston. So that's a play, and then we've also got Ty Jerome coming in at 3.4K. How do you feel about that?
I mean, we talked about it the other night when he got called up, and we both kind of wrote him off as nothing. He came out and played 22 minutes and had 29 fantasy points, 3,400. I mean, he's seen almost 30 minutes a game since being called up. Has had over 20 points every game the last three. I mean, if you need the value, I'm all for it. I mean, it looks like he has a nice little backup point guard role with Diallo out. So, I mean, I don't have any issue going there at all.
Yeah, he's 500 more on FanDuel and actually listed at the two. So really more of a DraftKings play, but certainly another guy you can have on your list. Again, I think Wanamaker becomes the chalky punt here. We're just talking through some other plays. A FanDuel, we do have Malcolm Brogdon, 6,700, very cheap, especially if Sabonis ends up missing. That's just going to be even more scoring burden on his shoulders. Then we got De'Aaron Fox coming in at 8,300, certainly in play for a banged up Sacramento team against Portland, who did play yesterday, and we know that Portland can be scored on for sure. And man, how about TJ McConnell yesterday? Triple double with steals.
I mean, are you paying? Are you going out of your way to get him tonight? I bet he sees a little bit higher ownership tonight.
He'll get chased a little bit here.
That's just, I mean, it's crazy. He had 9 of those 10 steals in the first half.
That's just insane.
So, I mean, you take away what, 20 fantasy points? He still put up 46, which is nice at 6K. I mean, he's in a good spot. Denver's shorthanded. If Sabonis misses, which we're just saying if he does, we have no insider knowledge of if he's missing or not. We just know he was questionable last night with an ankle injury, and they're on a back to back. So if he does miss, then I think McConnell, plays a bigger role tonight. But don't expect 10 steals. That's just kind of one of those random outlier games that you can't really predict.
Yeah, exactly. McConnell is kind of a little bit of a do-it-all type of play. He actually quietly averages over a fantasy point per minute, but the sites have actually priced him pretty accordingly. So GPP only. I thought that was just crazy that what he did yesterday.
Dude was insane.
I think it was what 11th time since they started recording steals, 11th time in the league history that had a triple double with steals. So pretty cool, pretty crazy for a career bench guy essentially. So GPP only, but yeah, I thought that was fun. Let me see if I'm missing anything over here at point
You're missing
guard.
my new favorite player in the NBA, Sabin Lee. I'm just kidding. He's more of a GPP play, but 4,500. And then, I mean, honestly, we got to look at Dennis Smith Jr. He's been playing. I don't know if you've looked at his log and seen what he's been
I know he
doing,
went
but
nuts last night.
yeah, he's gotten 30 over 30 and 4 straight, seeing around 27 minutes, and he went off for a triple double last night and 51 fantasy points. And New York
And
is, I mean,
New
he's in a
York,
good spot again because he just got
little
traded from New
narrative
York.
here again. Yeah. I mean, he played New York 2 games ago, had a nice day, and now he's in New York. So a little bit of narrative there. No, I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, it feels like this is his career on the line, and I'm sure he knows that. So this is kind of his chance to get minutes and show people that he belongs in the NBA still. So. Yeah, I mean, certainly he's got to be on your radar as well.
4,800 is a nice price for Dennis Smith, honestly. Especially if he can continue to get us 30, 31 plus fantasy points. I'm happy with
Oh,
that.
Josh Jackson, if Josh Jackson's out too, that's a boost to him.
Didn't
Yep, and then
Jackson miss last night, didn't he?
yes, yeah, he missed last night.
Yeah, and Bay was freaking terrible. Anyway, let's move on.
Yep, so and then I did mention Dame Lillard, of course. Your pay up option at this position. Westbrook is there as well. Westbrook gets the Clippers, so not nearly as juicy a matchup as, you know, Dame against Sacramento. So I expect Westbrook to come in a little bit lower owned here today.
What about you got any love for Eric Bledsoe tonight against Miami? 5,400 on DraftKings. I don't know what his FanDuel price is. He's probably not a point guard on FanDuel.
I mean, that's pretty, yeah, he comes in at, he's listed at shooting guard. So let's go right straight in
Okay.
shooting guard. That'll work. 5,400 on shooting guard is certainly worth looking at. Played 41 minutes last night, 37, 34. I mean, he's playing literally 34 plus minutes right now. Decent log, 30 and four straight. That's some pretty massive minutes at that price. So certainly worth having on your radar as well.
Yeah, he's I mean he scored 30. I mean he's playing pretty well right now compared to when he started the season out, so.
Yeah, I was looking at their, I can't believe their record. They're not very good. I just don't
No,
understand how that
I thought they'd be so much better.
makes no sense. I mean, we were high on them, we were high on Atlanta. Both are disappointing. At least Atlanta can like point to injuries. I don't even know what New Orleans can say. It's nuts. They're terrible for their amount of talent.
15-20, 3 games back from the 10th place. Yeah, that's not very good.
Yeah, it's not very good. But so we do have, as always, a love picking on Washington. So we've got Paul George here coming in at 7,900. We've got Gilgeous Alexander, and then we sticking with the OKC. Dort's all the way down to 3,900 on FanDuel. So we've talked about him a lot this year, actually, because anytime he's chalky, we talk about how he's so reliant on scoring, it can make him tough. But 3,900 on FanDuel is a very reasonable price that you certainly have to consider him.
He's 5,200 on DraftKings, and I'm not going
Yeah.
there at all. But
No,
39, that's a
that's,
huge price difference on the two sites.
yeah, he's
That's
too
one of
expensive on DraftKings.
the bigger ones I think I've ever seen. That's a big price jump.
Yeah, so I think at 3,900, I think what we'll see is, I mean, the Golden State news might change things a bit, but potentially we see Dort on FanDuel paired with a pay up option, you know. Paul George, Gilgeous Alexander, or somebody like that. Probably what we see, because like you said, that's just a that's a massive price discrepancy. But we also got to put Andrew Wiggins on the radar now. Yeah, his log sucks, but somebody's got to score for these guys tonight.
Yeah, no, somebody does. I honestly, I think we could see Chris Paul sitting tonight, which if that happens, I like Golden State guards a lot more if Chris Paul's out. Just and that's just a gut call, you know, he's a little bit older. Steph and Draymond are out for Golden State, so why push Chris Paul in a game that you should win? Even with your backups, you should beat Golden State with no Curry or Green. So if he's out, I really like Andrew Wiggins.
No, I mean I agree. That's like exactly what I was saying when we opened. If you're a vet, especially for a team that's in, you know, kind of a decent spot, you can afford to take this extra day to utilize the All-Star break. I mean, it's what LeBron did last night. So LeBron now went from having just a couple of days off to he extended it by 2 days in all reality by missing yesterday's game. So I could certainly see that for Chris Paul here. And yeah, that would be a boost across the board. That would put Suns in play. That would help with the Warriors. So certainly something to keep an eye on. What do you think of Buddy Hield? He's coming off a pretty monster game here.
Yeah, he went from we were hoping he was out to killing Fox's value last night at scoring 51 fantasy points. He scored 46 the game before. We know how bad Portland is on defense. I mean, hell, they gave up, I think it was like 13-0 before Portland scored last night. I like Buddy. I mean, he wants out of Sacramento, but he's doing what he's got to do to showcase it. So I think you keep riding the hot hand against Portland tonight if you land there at 6,300 on DraftKings.
Yeah, that's a nice price. 6,400 on FanDuel is, again, also a nice price. But DraftKings, I like that a lot. He's has to shoot more. I mean, Halliburton's out now, so it's just a little bit more is falling on his shoulders right now, and he really stepped up the last few games. So, again, another guy, it's certainly got to be on your radar. I do want to circle back here and mention some of these point guard, shooting guard guys on DraftKings that are eligible with multiple positions. So Derrick Rose, Terrence Davis are point guard, shooting guard eligible. Buddy Hield is shooting guard, small forward. Paul George, we talked about, is only shooting guard. Norman Powell, which we'll get to, is shooting guard, small forward. Eric Bledsoe, we talked about, is point guard, shooting guard. We've got Gary Trent Jr. as well, coming in at 5,700. Not a bad price, decent matchup. He is point guard, shooting guard eligible. Gilgeous Alexander, point guard, shooting guard. And that's really about it that we've talked about here.
Yeah, you pretty much covered it. I'm ready to talk about Norman Powell because I'm just excited for him.
Yeah. All right, let's swing over to let me see, actually, where is he listed on FanDuel? I guess I could just look at my phone. I have it open. We talked about Powell, and he did exactly what we thought he would do the other day.
Yeah, Powell's a small forward, 7,400.
Yep, another 30 real point game, 36 points.
I mean, we said it yesterday in the pod when Toronto's down a starter or two, typically like if Lowry or Van Fleet are out, Powell really steps up and plays big on the wing. And he did last night, 38 minutes. 36 real points, you know, 46 drafting points, 7K, even against Boston. I love this. I mean, they're down guys again. I don't know if they're going to push Lowry as many minutes as they pushed him last night due to a back-to-back with the All-Star break. I mean, he's got to play because they only have eight people. But I don't see, maybe Lowry doesn't play 35 minutes. Maybe we see him around the 28-minute range, which then would leave more scoring and more opportunities for Norman Powell at only 7K on DraftKings. So I really like that price on him tonight.
Yep, and I mean, he's scoring 30 real points at will right now, and he's shot 20 times last game. I think he's going to have to do that again here. So they're missing multiple pieces due to COVID, and then you mentioned with Lowry, it would make sense if they didn't push things too hard with him tonight. So yeah, really got to like that Norman Powell price at 7K over on DraftKings. It's a little more expensive on FanDuel, which is why he's not popping quite as much. But yeah, I expect a pretty good game from here. Then a guy we've been looking at a lot lately, especially if Sabonis were to miss, is Justin Holiday coming in at just 4,500 over on FanDuel. He remains very, very cheap.
Yeah, he's playing still playing big minutes. What's his name? Lamb was back last night, but it didn't cut into Holiday's minutes at all. Still played 37 minutes last night. So what did Lamb play? Lamb played 19. So it looks like they're kind of easing him back in. But I think it probably, yeah, McDermott played about the same, but yeah, no, I like Holiday. That DraftKings price is too high, but FanDuel is $1,000 less. So I really like that price against Denver.
Yeah, very affordable over there. It is worth noting, if Oubre were to miss, Kent Bazemore comes into play. He played really big minutes last game. Bazemore's, you know, only a few years removed from being a decent player fantasy-wise. He was never super consistent, but he does have a decent ceiling, has some decent upside. So, I mean, if you look, he actually has a 48 on his log. February 17th, scored 26 last night. So So Oubre's out again. Somebody's got to score for these guys. So Bazemore certainly comes into play. That's the case. And then we do have some pay-up options. Middleton, Ingram both fall below 8K on FanDuel. Both are certainly viable. And then we've got Kawhi over here and DeMar DeRozan on DraftKings, both pretty affordably priced over on DraftKings.
Can you trust the Kawhi though? I mean, he wasn't anything last game, and then all of a sudden he wasn't starting, and then all of a sudden he's not playing. It's a great matchup for him, but I mean, do you really want to take that risk tonight?
It is the early game, so you would hope they
yeah,
don't
but he that
screw
didn't come out until
everybody.
after. That came out
No, it did
after. I mean,
not.
he didn't even take the he took the, he didn't even take the floor, and then all of a sudden they were like, "Oh, Kawhi's out."
Yeah, that stuff's so ridiculous. And then I mean
I think Jimmy
Jimmy Butler.
Butler, I think he misses. He's missed the
Yeah,
last
he's
two. I think they
questionable.
just shut him down.
And really, Leonard probably misses too, because again, why? They're comfortably in the playoffs. Why push it here?
Especially against Washington. Let PG take care of it. I mean, same thing with, I mean, same thing with Miami. And Butler's missed the last two. They're going against New Orleans. I could see Jimmy Butler missing again tonight and getting a little bit of a Miami value. Hopefully Bam has a better night than last time Jimmy missed.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Bam. He had been playing so well too. So, yeah, I mean, this slate, it's a lot of news. So, gonna have to watch. If Kawhi were to miss, you've got Nicholas Batum coming into play. Never feels great, but he is there. 4.2K on each site. It's not a bad price. If the New York guys continue to miss, RJ Barrett comes into play. Michael Porter starting to play better at 6'6". Your boy Bay 5100 on FanDuel is not a bad price. So there are some options at the position here. And then DraftKings has a ton of overlapping with the multi-position plays. We already talked about quite a bit of them. Powell, DeRozan, Batum. What do you think of Cameron Johnson, who's just been kind of up and down here for these guys?
I mean, let me see. Let me go find Phoenix.
But
I don't know.
21
He
minutes.
only had 12 fantasy points last game, 2 days ago. I don't know. I think the Saric news really hurts him. Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather play the Golden State value than Cameron Johnson tonight, unless someone's gonna miss. I get his price, but I mean, even at 3-2, 12 fantasy points, or 9 fantasy points, or 15 fantasy points, which are his last 3 games, are not is not what you're looking for. You're looking for 20 plus out of that. So that's a hard
Yeah,
pass on me. Hard pass for me.
I think we're gonna get plenty of better value. So, like I said, I think Wannabe is gonna be a free spot at 3K, assuming he starts, and you won't need to take a chance on somebody like Cameron Johnson.
Did
Let's
you
move over
see
to the.
Waterby, whatever? He's a power forward on DraftKings and a shooting guard on FanDuel.
I was actually literally just trying to find him.
Yeah, I saw him at shooting guard on FanDuel, and I'm like, he's a power forward on DraftKings. What's going on here?
Yeah, I literally just clicked through small forward, power forward, and center looking for him. I only played 10 minutes last game, by the way, so that's a hard pass for sure, regardless if he starts. Yeah, this site they're really weird with the NBA this year. All right, let's move over to the four. Of course, starts with Giannis. 1.71 fantasy points per minute it's just ludicrous. They have not been playing very well, so. I think he does play here. He's not as old as a lot of the guys we've talked about resting. And I think they need to feel good about themselves going into the break here. So try to beat up on Memphis here. I could see a big game coming from Giannis.
No, yeah, I agree 100%. He's probably the top pay-up option tonight. 11K, very feasible. I mean, you can easily get Giannis and another stud tonight with the value that's on the slate. So I agree. They're not playing the best basketball, so they're going to want to go into the break with a win.
Yeah, I would imagine they do. We also have OKC did play yesterday, so real chance we see Horford out tonight. That most likely happens. So Isaiah Roby's got to be on your radar. He's been playing pretty well. Even last game when he saw limited minutes with Horford, he still played 21 minutes, had 20 over 25 fantasy points. Had been kind of down for him, but I last night hopefully gave him a little bit of confidence here. In a decent matchup against the Spurs, with no Aldridge, 4,600 is a decent price. See what his DraftKings price is.
54.
Okay, so that's a FanDuel play. Sabonis payup option, got to keep an eye on the news. What do you think? Jay Crowder back into the starting lineup. I don't know what they're doing with that position here. He did play 35 minutes last game. I don't know. Sarge coming back, he played 26. Actually, I really like Sarge.
3,900 against Golden State. After 26 minutes last game against LA, I think I'd rather play him than Cameron Johnson.
Yeah, and Sarge actually is 4,600 on FanDuel, so actually a really nice DraftKings price there. Talked about his upside going into the last game, and he showed that he actually has a really strong fantasy points per minute. So I'd rather play Sarge over Crowder over Cameron Johnson, even though Sarge is coming off the bench. I think that they're gonna think he's better than those guys, and they're gonna be forced to play him. So. Let's see what else we got on DraftKings here at power at listed at power forward.
I really
One guy
like,
who
we
is
talked about
go ahead.
him. Oh, my bad. No, I was gonna say, we talked about him the other day. You brought him up as a punt option. Obi Toppin. And the reason I like him is because they signed Gibson. Gibson's now doubtful for tonight. I mean, Toppin played really well the other night when Gibson missed. He had 26 minutes, 18 fantasy points against San Antonio. I think we see around the same amount of minutes tonight in a better matchup against Detroit. So I do like 3,100 for Obi Toppin. I like him more than Frank, whatever his name is, the guard.
Ntilikina, yep.
Yeah, I like him a lot more than him. Even if Frank's starting, I still like Obi Toppin because I mean they're down to just Randle, Toppin, and Noel at forward and center. So Toppin's going to see both power forward and center minutes tonight.
Yep, they are just another team on the board that's pretty short-manned here. So speaking of short, Nemanja Bjelica re-entered the rotation. Luke Walton is an idiot, by the way.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
He has no clue. These guys, the rotation's a joke. He played 34 minutes the one game, scored 25 real points. The next game, he played 11 minutes, and then he played 0 minutes in three straight. And now he's back to getting minutes. He is only 4K on DraftKings. Right now, we actually project him as our highest owned play. I think that drops. I think the wannabe news. I think there are safer plays on the board. I think we're going to get some other news as well. That's going to just be a little more appealing than Bjelica, who I actually really like. I've liked him for years, but if Luke Walton's not going to give him the minutes, I think there's going to be safer plays on the board.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he's dab. I think I, even though we have him as a value right now for cash and pretty high owned, I think he's more reserved for GPP because you can't trust the minutes. I mean, like you just said, he goes off and plays 34 minutes, 25 real points, and then next thing you know, he's missing. Coach did not play because of coach decision for two straight games, and now back up to 20. So I mean, his minutes are all over the place. I'd much rather go someone like Ty Jerome or people like that down there than him right now in cash.
Yep, and like I said, I think we get safer plays. I think we're gonna get some more news today. Today ends up a lot like yesterday, where we see a couple of these older guys that we mentioned as potentially out. I'd bet at least one or two of them sit. So I
Here's a
guess.
question for you. Do you think Dame would sit? They played last night. I'm playing again tonight.
Probably not, knowing him. But then again, I've said that. Couple weeks back, and he did end up missing. So, my gut
I
with
just
him
thought
would,
about that.
yeah, my gut with him would be no. Let me check the standings with them. They're sitting fifth. I would say no because the West is tight. So they have 14 losses. Eighth place only has 16 losses. So there's not a ton of wiggle room here. I would say that he plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think if CJ was back in full strength, then I think he could he'd be fine. But yeah, with CJ still out, I think Dame plays as well.
Yeah, see, so like the Suns have a little bit of wiggle room here. They only have 11 losses quietly, so I could the Chris Paul play, I could certainly see him missing. Clippers only have 13 losses, which again is only three less losses than the Mavs. They do have some games in hand over the Mavs, but so even they have a little bit of wiggle room. Blazers, they do have games in hand, so potentially, but I mean, Denver is 20 and 15 in seventh place. Portland's 20 and 14. So I think that, yeah, I think Dame plays. That West is going to be a fun race.
And I like what they did with those last two spots. They're doing that four-team playoff. I think that's going to be fun. I mean, yeah, it sucks for those four teams, but I mean, it's going to add just better basketball because when you get down to playoff basketball, it's awesome.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, the NBA's they make pretty good decisions for the most part. That's why the league continues to grow. So, all right, let's move over to the five. Things start with Nerlens Noel again, another slate where he should be popular, even in a game in which they got absolutely destroyed the other day. He still ended up having a respectable game. Let me see. Pull it up here. He played 36 minutes, 26 fantasy points. So even the game in which they were down pretty early, he still played big minutes. So that's really good. 41, 39, and 36 minutes in his last three.
That's pretty good. And the good thing I like to see about him is he's consistently getting at least like 2 blocks a game, 2 to 3 blocks a game recently. So, the issue though it comes with Noel is like you've mentioned before, if you get blocks, you typically foul a little bit more. So we always got to watch the foul trouble with Noel. But I mean, shoot, that's what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight games of 2+ blocks, and he's got a lot of 3 blocks in there as well. So Detroit's not a big team. I think he can rack up some rebounds and blocks tonight. Maybe chip in a double double. I like that play at 5,600 on DraftKings and 55 on FanDuel.
The fact that he's playing so many minutes as well tells me that he's doing a better job of avoiding the fouls. I actually just counted. He's got two or more blocks in 10 of 11. That's nuts.
Man, that is crazy. I didn't go down that far.
That's pretty crazy. So,
And the only game he didn't do it was Orlando, which makes sense with Vucevic here or whatever. So, I mean, it makes perfect
Vooch's
sense.
big body. So, and he shoots a lot of threes. So, yeah, it certainly makes sense. We also have Cantor remains a FanDuel play, 6'6". His price did go up a little bit, up $300. So I think Noel at 5,500. I think he's the play there on both sites. We do have Rolo, Brook Lopez, though, coming in at 4,300. Another matchup, they're going to need him with Valanciunas on the other side. We've talked about how they're kind of letting his minutes really kind of be based on matchups a little bit here. So he has played 23 or more in six straight, so he's getting decent minutes. So he's certainly in play at 4,300 as well over on DraftKings.
He's seeing the minutes and doing things. I played him the other night against Denver because I knew he was going to get minutes, and I'm almost positive he had like 2 fantasy points at halftime, and that really worried me. So just know that there is a little bit of risk with him, but I mean, he's definitely in play at that price. We don't really need to spend a lot of time on this guy, but Joker, 11-6 on FanDuel is a little crazy, but 10-9 on DraftKings is a nice price for him.
It's a very nice price. That feels
So,
underpriced, actually.
yeah, no, it really does. Chris Boucher did well last night coming off the bench. I think the bench suits him better. Honestly, if you really want to know, I don't mind Aron Baynes tonight at only 3,900. He played 24 minutes last night, had 21.5 fantasy points. Boston's not the biggest team out there. Robert Williams is, it's Robert Williams. I mean, if he gets his 25 minutes and 20 fantasy points at 3,900 with the short Raptors team, I don't mind that at all. It's definitely not the safest play on the board, but, looking for pivoting on GPPs, I don't mind that play at all.
Yep. We'll have to keep an eye too on Golden State starters. I'm not sure who starts for Draymond, but Eric Paschal comes in at 3,700. He's been super frustrating this year, but that's another guy to add to the very long list of values we have on the board. When he's played over 20 minutes, he's putting up 20 fantasy points. So he's averaging 0.93 fantasy points per minute. So if he starts and can give us 25 minutes, he's going to hit value here at 3,700. So again, we'll have to keep an eye on the Golden State lineup to see officially who they start here.
Shoot, I kind of like that. I completely looked right over him, but if he's starting, I really like him at 3,700. I completely overlooked that one. That's a good call there. If he's starting, I think he should be pretty chalky. Hopefully we get that news early with the early Draymond news. So hopefully we get starters pretty early.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Well, hopefully we get news in general. It's nice that we did get the Steph news already. Hopefully the other teams kind of follow suit here. Let me see if we got anything else already. That's it
Just
so
the
far.
same ra just the same Raptors that were out last night are out again.
I mean, Siakam, Fred, and OG, which is three starters. So yeah, the Raptors' value remains on the board. All right. Yeah, let's wrap it up because I don't want to spend too much time considering this. The slate could change pretty drastically. Really, it's really important to keep an eye on that news and check back on the cheat sheet. So, who do you got for your favorite GPP play today?
I got a couple of them, but and it typically is all coming from Detroit again. I really like Isaiah Stewart. He scored 20 plus in four straight games. He's seeing around 20 minutes, doing really well, rebounding the ball, blocking shots, and everything else. He's 3,400 on DraftKings. We got to watch the news on Jackson. If Jackson's out, I'm going right back to Bay over there. And then my pay up option, if he plays. I really like Sabonis at 9,800. He's had a few down games, nothing to write home about. At 36, 34, 35 his last three, which I think you're going to get him at very low ownership against Denver, which I don't think Joker's going to be on him. I think he's going to have a smaller matchup like Porter Jr. or Barton. So if Sabonis plays, I really like his price at 9,800.
Yep, certainly agree there. I'm gonna go back to my boy Saric here, 3,900. I'm hoping after what he did last game that they give him more run. And then you mentioned him in the beginning. I think he becomes a cash play if Rose is out, but quickly, really when he needs to score and he's given the green light, he has really big upside. So I like quickly as well, especially if those guys, if Derrick Rose ends up missing. Derrick Rose plays, he's a decent play as well because he's going to shoot.
No, I'm kind of hoping Derrick Rose misses because that gives, quickly top end, even Randall more upside because Rose is going to take all those shots. So if he's out, then those three guys have a lot more fantasy appeal tonight.
Yep. And don't forget your Dennis Smith Jr. call to go with your Detroit stack. That
I'm
logs.
stacking them every night. I'm dead serious. I'm stacking them every single night. Last every sign Every time I'm on the slate, I have a GPP with three of them in there. I think tonight's going to be Dennis Smith, Stewart, and then depending on the Jackson news, either Jackson or Bay. And I'm going to go from there because I don't see Grant playing. I see them sitting out Grant again.
Yep. I agree with that.
So I'm hoping Jackson's out so I can run Bay again and get him at low ownership. But yeah, those are my three favorite Detroit plays right there.
Yeah, I like Stewart too. He's actually pretty cheap on DraftKings. You said 3,900. He's 4,800 over on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's put up three straight 20-point fantasy point or 20 fantasy point games, and then he gets those 20-25 minutes, he could easily put up 30. So I like that price on him.
Yep, agreed with that. So, all right, anything else?
I think that's it. Just last slate of the before the break. Use this time to just relax, get off the grind. NBA is a big grind, and we're kind of seeing that over the last week and a half, I would say, with all these injuries and random guys having 10 steals in a game or whatnot. So just use the weekend, spend it with family, play NASCAR, listen to the NASCAR podcast tomorrow, and we'll come back next Wednesday and we'll crush the second half of the season.
That's right. And enjoy the break, utilize it. That's really important with DFS is Sometimes you just need to step away from a sport or even DFS for a day or two if you need to. So now is a good time to do it with it being All-Star break. Gear up because we got a lot coming. Baseball right around the corner, and NASCAR is just getting into the swing of things. So, yep, if you need a break, good time to take it. All right. So with all that being said, what's up?
I said, well, with that being said, let's get out of here, and good luck, everybody.
All right, good luck, guys.